Hachette Audio presents Vicious Circle, written by Mike Carey, read by Michael Kramer.
1. The incense stick burned with an orange flame and smelled of cannabis sativa. In southern Africa, it grows wild. You can walk through fields of it, waist high, the 5 fronded leaves caressing you like little hands. But in London, where I live, it's mostly encountered in the form of black, compacted lumps of soft, flaky resin. A lot of the magic's gone by then. Detective Sergeant Gary Coldwood gave me a downright hostile look through the tendrils of the smoke, which curled lazily up through the cavernous interior of the warehouse, the sweet smell dissipating along the aisles of sour dust. The warehouse was on the Edgware Road, on the ragged hinterlands of an old industrial estate. Judging from the smashed windows outside and rows of empty shelves inside, it had been abandoned for a good few years. But Coldwood had invited me to join him and a few uniformed friends for a legally authorized search, so it was a fair bet that appearances were deceptive. "Have you finished arsing around, Castor?" he asked, fanning the smoke irritably away from his face. I don't know if all this tact and diplomacy is something he was born with, or if he just learned it at cop school. I nodded distantly. "Almost," I said. "I have to intone the mantra another dozen or so times." "Well, Jesus, you know." It was Saturday night, and I already had a heap of my own shit to cope with. When the Met calls, I answer because they pay on the nose, but that doesn't mean I have to like it. And anyway, I figure that if you give them a little showmanship, they'll be more impressed when you come up with...